Democrats are bracing for a backlash in next month's midterm congressional elections. Most opinion pollsters are now predicting that the Republicans will take back control of the House of Representatives, and many analysts are also watching just how much influence the Tea Party movement will have on the election, as Washington correspondent Kim Landers reports.
That I'm American made. I got American parts.
In Reno, Nevada, the Tea Party Express has kicked off its latest coast-to-coast bus tour.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to get to be here. Thank you. Woo, Nevada!
Once again, Sarah Palin has been there to fire up the supporters.
Tea Party Americans, you're winning. You're winning. And the left, they just don't know what the heck to do with you or to do about you. And this is beautiful.
Nevada's home to the politician who's perhaps the Tea Party's biggest target, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid. He's found himself in a race with Republican Sharron Angle, who became her party's candidate thanks largely to the support of the Tea Party. Sarah Palin has been reveling in the enthusiasm shown by the crowd at today's bus tour launch.
I like the sign, Russia called, they want their socialism back. And speaking of Russia, I can see November from my house.
The midterm congressional elections are just 15 days away. They'll be a test of how much influence the Tea Party has on voter turnout and the election results themselves. William Goldston is a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
Many Democrats believe that in moving the center of the Republican Party in a more conservative direction, they've undermined the appeal of the Republican Party, or weakened it at any rate. And that may be true in the long run, but in the short term, the Tea Party movement has helped to distinguish this year's Republican Party from the Republican Party of the Bush years. And that's had the effect, ironically, of weakening one of the Democrats and the Obama administration's central claims, namely that if you vote for Republicans, they will take you back to the way things were in the bad old Bush years.
Norman Ornstein is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, also in Washington.
Tea Party could easily be the difference in a number of these elections. What happens in a wave election is not that we have a uniform swing and every race is an overwhelming referendum. What happens is that all the close races tend to tip one way, and that means they tip by just the tiniest amounts at the margins. So any movement that brings a lot of energy and unexpected voters out to the polls can make a difference, and the Tea Party's doing that.
Amy Kremer is the chairwoman of the Tea Party Express, the largest group within the movement.
The voters are energized and they're motivated. They want to see some changes happen on Capitol Hill, and this is the way we're going to do it. The time has come to put down the protest signs and pick up the campaign signs, and people know that in order to make change, we're going to do it at the ballot box. So, it's not a tough task.
Most analysts are now predicting that the Republicans will win the 39 seats needed to take control of the U.S. House of Representatives.
I think it's fair to say that the consensus right now is that the Republicans will be celebrating by midnight on November 2nd.
William Goldston from the Brookings Institution says the Republican victory could be huge.
Many people think that they will exceed that figure by a considerable margin and may perhaps gain 50 seats. I've seen estimates higher than 50. Anything much higher than 50 would exceed the number of seats Republicans gained in the famous November 1994 midterm elections that brought Newt Gingrich into the speakership in our House of Representatives.
In Nevada today, Sarah Palin was reminding the Tea Partiers not to get too confident.
Listen, caution though, let me caution you, a little bit of a come to Jesus meeting time right now. Caution that in this battle before November 2nd, don't be thinking that we've got victory for America in the bag yet, okay? We can't let up, we can't get cocky about this. No dancing with the neighbors yet, okay? Okay? We can't party like it's 1773, not yet.
President Barack Obama will soon be back out on the campaign trail, hoping to help reduce those Democratic losses. This is Kim Landers in Washington for The World Today.